Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show tonight. I usually do not do shows later at night, and I said, you know what, Tari, you need to do them. I'm Tari, and my organization is called Angel Coaches, and I'm glad to be here tonight. So today's been a really wonderful and challenging day. So I was going back through it, which I do. I go back through my day and think, okay, I could have done this differently, or what's my goals for tomorrow, and you know, so one of the things that I got a real strong message from my angels, because I've been seeing angels since I was 3, and I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, and I'm saying all that to say, you know what, I'm also a spiritual intuitive life coach, so we have a whole coaching program, and before I get started, if you want to connect with me and find out more about that, how you can work from home, earn money helping people, life and spiritual and intuitive coaching, I have a program for you, 954-636-9401, okay? And or you can hit me, text me if you got my number, 954-636-9401, or hit me up on Angel Coaches on Instagram or Angel Coaches on Facebook. Anyway, on that note, law of attraction, that's what I was thinking about today. It is always, 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 always working for us. So if 10 is the best we can manifest or create or attract, and one is not the best, we always want to be at least a 6, right? You know, 5 is about average. So nobody wants to be average. Everybody wants to be better than average. So I've learned a couple things today. I've just been able to start running again. Super excited about it. You know, I'm doing 2 or 3 miles a day, and I love myself for it, and I'm appreciative of my body. I had a foot injury that I was recovering from for over a year, and now back to running. So I started running about 2.5 weeks ago, and I'm able to do 2 to 3 miles a day, and I'm doing it 5 to 6 days a week. Great, right? And you think I'd be grateful. So I'm talking to a coach because I work out at Orange Theory Fitness because I want to strength train, run outside, run inside, you know, because it's the best. And I'm going to run a 5K in a couple of weeks in Hollywood, Florida for the firefighters. Isn't that cool? Because I like running for something, you know, that to help, right, bring awareness. So, you know, I'm sitting there talking to my coach in Orange Theory, and I said, Lisa, I said, you know, I'm so grateful to be able to run. And I said, but my time was terrible today. And my time was terrible when I ran the 5K because I finished it in 35 minutes. And she said, Tari, that's great. And I was like looking at her and I go, wait a minute. I said, man, I am like being super resentful that I ran that in that amount of time because you know what? I ran it before, you know, in 27 minutes before. And I'll get there again or better, hopefully. But the one thing I said to myself, and I looked at her and said, you know what? I just need to be grateful because that's one thing I teach, being grateful. And I'm like running on the treadmill and running outside yesterday. I said, thank you, body, for performing. Thank you for breathing. Thank you for doing all these things that you do. I am so appreciative of it. Thank you, my heart, for beating. I don't have to think about it. And anyway, so I'm sitting there thinking, you know, thanking my body for performing. And I go, I need to be grateful. Because I said, I looked at her, I said, Lisa, and this was after the class, obviously, I said, you know what? There are people that can't move their legs. They're sitting in a wheelchair. And I can move, I can run, I can do a lot of things. I am super duper excited about that. So I apologize to you because that's so negative. And I'm like literally spewing that on her with my comments. So I said to myself, I go, you know what? I teach law of attraction. I believe that. And my angels have always told me this, what you think about, you bring about. And as you start really developing an awareness of things that you say, every little thing, you know, and you say, well, I can't think of every little thing, but we have probably 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day. How many of them are not the best? How many of them are? And just remember, one positive thought will wipe out 10,000 negative ones. There's a book, Power Versus Force, great book. It really goes into that a little bit more. So, I'm doing that. And so, you know, I told her, I walked out. I said, thank you. I said, thanks for my, you know, my body and it's working. And I'm super duper excited about it. And I appreciate it. So I'm going along, and you know, and my income, has really skyrocketed much more, because I don't know if you guys have ever been broke, right? Or how do you say that? Not have enough cash, you have more months than money. But there's been times I have, and I've been an entrepreneur, and I just look at my, you know, my bank book, because, or my accounting, and I said, thank you for this, right? Because the Joe Dispenza on Instagram, and my show's on Blog Talk, and also I'm starting to do some on YouTube, Angel Coaches on YouTube. You know, I've learned this from Joe Dispenza. He goes, listen, you know, whatever you think about, you bring about. And he talks about a guy there that, and I got this a couple weeks ago, that had got $10,000, he wanted $10,000 and learned how to manifest it, right? Because you know, and not only did he get $10,000, but he got $500,000, right? So I thought, if that guy can do that, I can triple my income. So I used the same technique he did, and the same, well, I have my own prayer, and I'll leave it for you guys at the end of the show here. But, you know, he got $500,000, and he was able to give most of that away. And you go, well, if I had $500,000, I'd keep it. But he knew if he created once, he could create it again. So I'm looking here, and I go, I tripled my income this month. And I'm so grateful, because I just heard that story about three, four weeks ago. And it's happened really fast. You know, is it luck? No, it's meditation. It's prayer, raising my awareness so that I can, you know, that I can create above, you know, between a 7 to a 10 or an 8 and a 10, right? If 10's the best, right? So, and then sometimes I slip, right? I'm thinking today, and I'm sharing this with you, so maybe you can relate, right? I'm on a call, right, or on a Zoom call, that's a new thing now, right, and it's a conference call, and I see someone that I knew many years ago, and, you know, and she was in my life around when my mom died. My mom died of a massive heart attack way too young, and, you know, because of her lifestyle, she was a smoker and drank too much wine, I think, and just didn't really, she was very small, but she didn't take care of herself. But she died. Entrepreneur, great lady, had made an impact on a lot of different people. So, you know, this woman came into my life, and I remember how harsh she was when my mom died, right? You know, and when you go through a death, it's just terrible, isn't it? And, you know, and then, but there's a way of looking at it. We never die. We go to a great place. And so, you know, that was my mom, and I remember this woman being so super, super mean-spirited, pointed that in my direction. And I learned a lot from that moment in time, or that period in time. So I actually saw her tonight on this call. I was like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, XYZ. So I scooted down in my seat, and I said, Tari, why are you doing that? You don't have anything to worry about or be ashamed about. I just didn't want her to point her fangs at me. And so I remembered this. You know, and I heard it again today on I listened to Do Personal Development, which is really key. Can you imagine if I didn't, or any of us didn't? You know, because it helps our emotions and our mental raise to a different level. Our vibration raises. So exercise, personal development, working on your spiritual, your mental, emotional self is key to keeping your vibration up and attracting some wonderful things. So I remember being so resentful of some things that she had done when my mom transferred over to Heavenly. And I remember this thing. I heard it today again earlier because I was doing personal development. And Wayne Dyer said, you know what? It's not the snake, Vince, the snake bite that kills a person. It's the venom. And he said, when you are really angry and resentful, that's not helping you. And I was thinking, I'm getting full of anger and full of resentment of a woman that probably doesn't even remember me existing, and or has any clue of what was said or what I feel was wrong at that time. So I said, just help me release that resentment. And you know what? I feel much better. And I want to share that with you guys today, right? And so I've tripled my income. I've got my legs. I'm running again. You know, I'm going to be running in a 5K in Hollywood, Florida, which I'm super excited about. And I'm going to be doing I'm able to run. And I'm grateful for that. So I'm thinking of all the things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that I got to see that woman today, you know, on a Zoom call. and be able to say, I don't want to feel resentment for her anymore. You know, I didn't even know it was there until I saw her, you know, or maybe I did. I suppose I did, or I wouldn't have recognized it, right? And so that's that. And I'm thanking my God, my angels, my higher power, higher part of me for saying, hey, thank you for showing me this. Because if I can fine tune everything, if I can triple my income in 30 days, what can I do in 60 and 90, right? And, you know, and I'm developing angel coaches. It is amazing. So if you guys want to be a coach, then hit me up once again at 954-636-9401 and or Instagram, Angel Coaches, or Facebook.com/Angel Coaches. It is easier if you text me, I can promise you, because I'll get to you sooner. And if you want to make money and you want to help people or help people make money and work from home, I have a perfect system that I am, it's just amazing. So I'm super excited about that. And so on that note, I'm going to leave you a prayer that I used, and I hope it helps. So this is what I say for abundance, you know, and creating great things in my life. Dear God, dear angels, dear soul family, because we all have them. Some of them, you know, that have left and went to heaven land. Dear soul family on the other side, my mom, my grandma, my great grandmas, great grandpas on both sides. Thank you for helping me. And thank you, Mom, for helping me too. And I really would like to create a lot of abundance in financial abundance, spiritual abundance, and emotional abundance, and live happy, and bring a lot of abundance to Angel Coaches and help the coaches, help my nutrition program, help me run better, help everybody I can. And I'm commanding my conscious and my subconscious to work together to help as many people as we can. I say amen, and so it is. And by the way, commanding your conscious and your subconscious to work together after that prayer is said is what I learned from Tony Robbins. He's amazing with that. Look where he's at, right? Look how many people he helps. So I hope you get a lot out of that. That helps you grow. You'll see us. See me tomorrow. I'm going to be doing a show. And take care and have a great now. Bye, everybody.